This is a podcast from the BBC.
His Friday Scott Mills Daily Podcast includes a round of the Who game. It's back. When you send entirely the wrong message to your family WhatsApp group, and I've entered the competition to win a honeymoon, just like Harry and Meghan's. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Friday afternoon with Scott on Radio 1. Chris is back here with us. Hello.
Hey.
How was Scotland?
It was good, yeah. Yeah, it was good.
Filming for BBC iPlayer about the World Cup.
Yeah. So it was a really busy day yesterday, but loads of fun and loads of kind of really weird situations. Found out an amazing fact about that Scottish orange fizzy drink.
Yes.
That it outsells all the other fizzy drinks, and it's the only country in the world that does that. How good is that?
Of course. Like, as soon as I go to Scotland, I grab it.
Yeah.
And you see everyone with it.
Yeah,
I can totally believe
that.
Yeah, it's a good fact. Scott Mills. I am doing the Eurovision Song Contest on BBC Four next week with Rylan. So I've had my teeth completely redone, look.
Have you?
No.
Oh.
Not if I had, though.
Yeah.
It's got a new set, just because I'm being on telly with Rylan.
Or you've got them jet washed or whatever it is.
Yeah. Jet washed?
I don't know how it works.
I've got this pack, and it's got everything, because it's in Lisbon this year. And it's got useful phrases for Lisbon in the pack. How come we're not this organised at Radio 1 for anything like this?
This is great.
Bom dia, before noon, good morning.
So what are the phrases that they've said that you're going to need?
Boa tarde, good afternoon. Hola, hi.
What's a white wine, please?
Is that on here?
Is that on the list, surely?
No. How can I get a taxi to the centre? It's not on my list, which is an error. Scott Mills. I don't know whether you heard Annie Mack's interview with Florence last night. I actually managed to catch it. And it was just so interesting and so... Well, there's so much revelation in it. Talking about, as you may have heard on Newsbeat, about how she'd stopped drinking, and especially after shows, she found that really difficult. Also talking about being thrown out of Space Nightclub in Ibiza, breaking her foot, like loads of stuff happened in the interview.
Mm.
Listen again on the BBC iPlayer radio app, but a really interesting and revealing interview with Florence last night, stuff that I just didn't know before.
Isn't it wicked when artists are just really honest as well?
Yeah.
And just explain everything, because that's all everyone wants to know, really.
Yeah, you can get them on a good day and, like, you're sorted, and that's exactly what happened there with Annie Mack.
Well, maybe it's the power of Annie Mack.
I think it is. It brings it out. Right, everyone's up for the Who game today by the looks of it, including this person. I can't find your name now, hang on. Oh, here we are. Yeah, David's been on. David Puckett. He says, I can't wait for the Who game. Just having some tin pears with my lunch.
Ho!
Pears are a Who.
I mean, they're still on, but I know what you mean. They're kind of retro fruit.
You see loads of people with bananas, don't you? And oranges and grapes. Never with a pear.
No, you never munch a pear on the street.
They don't get a look in, especially tin ones. Ho!
Scott Mills. I was at a party last weekend, Scott, fancy dress party. Do you remember the night of your birthday party that you did last Saturday? I had to go to another party as well.
Yeah, you did a double header.
And I wasn't entirely in the mood for it because it was fancy dress. I had to go as either an M or an L. So I got dressed up. I found an outfit for Mrs. Brown's boys and got dressed up as that.
But everyone thought you were Mrs. Doubtfire.
Everyone thought I was Mrs. Doubtfire, so it didn't even work.
Well, why didn't you burn the boobs, etc.?
Anyway, at this party, I was making friends. I was talking to a couple of people, and one of the girls at this party was telling me an amazing story. I really, really wanted her to come on the show and say it, but she's refusing to.
Okay.
I'm just going to say it now.
Right, yeah, you just share it.
And she was telling me how she had a intimate wax once.
Sure.
I don't know what the technical term is. Can I say that?
Is it blizzing? That's not bad, is it?
From the old Brazil.
From Brazil, yeah. A Brazilian.
The Brazilian. And she wanted to show her best mate how it looked.
Sure.
And so took a picture to send to the best friend and accidentally put it on the family WhatsApp group. And the problem is, when you've got good Wi-Fi, it goes immediately,
doesn't
it?
Straight away.
It's incredible how quickly you can send a picture now.
Yeah.
And also a huge problem.
Well, do you remember my friend Unlucky Gary, who sent me that picture, which wasn't meant for me?
Oh, that was amazing.
With
the Union Jack duvet.
Yeah, no pants on, but just the lying on his front on a Union Jack duvet in his room. Now that's...
You named him and everything!
That wasn't meant for me.
No, but I don't know if we've said this story before. I certainly don't think we said it was unlucky. That is unlucky. It's also a poor error of judgment. But
have I not said that it's him before?
Did you just say it was him, or did
yeah,
I just
did.
Name him?
I just named him, but I'm sure we've... Oh, we haven't.
No, fine.
Okay, good.
But that happened. Anyway, we're having a conversation at this party about this. It happens a lot. Another guy who was there, I can't say his name, was saying how he accidentally sent a picture of... it looks like quite a scenic place. There's a river and some bushes and things like that. And then he's put a big arrow on there to signal... an enjoyable time he might have had in the location. Again, sent it to family group instead of best mate. It's like...
Well, isn't it the caption you put on it as well?
Isn't it the worst, though?
That's
horrendous. And also the worst if you send it off and then just forget that you've sent it off to the family thing. You know what I mean? You're in a hurry.
Yeah.
I send pictures all the time, left, right and centre.
I know.
And also you can't often be sure who's on the groups. You think I'm sending it to just Scott Mills. Suddenly I find I've sent it to the whole team.
I know.
Like...
I know.
And it could, you know, that's dangerous.
Because we've got quite a few groups going on.
Too many, in my
right,
opinion.
I think we need to really cut down the amount of groups because something bad's going to happen real soon. I can just feel
this
it.
This is BBC Radio. Scott Mills.
There's a couple of people who've made this mistake, accidentally sending the wrong thing to the wrong WhatsApp group and stuff. Like Ali, who texted her landlord instead of her boyfriend, accidentally saying, "I really want pumpkin." I don't know if that means anything, but if you're the landlord, that would be random to
really,
get.
Really, really, really weird.
And this one from Megan. I was playing pool in a pub and WhatsApp my boyfriend, "Play with me," because he was sitting at the bar. Except... I accidentally opened the last message I'd replied to and sent it. It turned out to be her ex.
Oh,
rubbish.
Rubbish. Lee from Bristol says you can actually delete sent messages on WhatsApp as long as you're quick. Nah, you've got to be super quick. It goes like that, really quick. I mean, you'd have to be super fast. Lizzie, what happened to you on your family WhatsApp, please?
So, you know, when it was really snowy in March, I had a lot of snow come in on the inside of my window, on the windowsill. So I woke up in the morning, took a picture of it, sent it to my family WhatsApp group with my mum and my sister.
Lovely,
showing them the snow in my house.
Yeah, because it was such impressive snow that you wanted to show them, right? That was the whole point.
Yeah, the point was the snow. But then about an hour later, my sister rang me laughing so hard she couldn't breathe. And about 5 minutes of listening to her laugh, I managed to get the words photo and mum. So I immediately knew I'd done something wrong. So I went back on the WhatsApp group. And when you opened the picture fully, it had an extra something in the picture I hadn't intended.
Okay, so it's a lovely snow scene. But if you expand the picture, then there's more going on.
There is something personal in the picture, yes.
I'm intrigued. What do you mean in the foreground there was some kind of object?
There was an object on the floor under the windowsill.
Oh,
it was actually the box of the object with the full description of the object and a picture of it.
How personal was the object?
Oh, extremely.
Right.
Not something you want to talk to your family about.
Okay. Are you allowed to tell us what it's called?
It is called a Love Honey Power Play.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's a beautiful snowy scene. Oh.
Yeah.
It's in the front.
But what's that item?
You can look it up if you want.
Did your mum comment on this?
She hasn't, but I don't know if that means she hasn't seen it. She might have seen it and just panicked and didn't want to say anything.
See, I don't think mums expand pictures or take a look closely.
That's what I'm hoping. I thought I might be able to get hold of her phone and delete it. But the only reason my sister saw it was because she was sending the picture to other people to show them that the snow was on the inside of my house. So other people got the picture as well.
Also, why was there snow on the inside of your house?
Bad windows.
Right.
It was closed.
Have you ever had a situation where you put something and then it's the last thing in the group and you're like, maybe I've gone too far there? Mm.
Yeah, I did this recently, Scott. I was on a group for Chinese Dave's stag do and I put up a clip from Gavin and Stacey where Chinese Alan comes in and says, "Anyone order a Chinese?"
Yeah.
The problem is I'm the only one in this stag do group that calls him Chinese Dave and finds it funny. Because it was awkward for everyone else on there and they weren't sure how to take it, they didn't say anything after
that. No, it just goes silent.
It was silent for like 2 months.
And you can't recall it, but you're like, okay, I've gone too far
there. Yeah, everyone was so chatty before as well.
Are you going to try and get your mum's phone and delete it?
No. I think it's too late now. I think if she's seen it, she's seen it.
Yeah.
We just got to live with this awkward thing we never talk about.
And she's probably got one too, you know?
Totally.
No,
just because
no.
She hasn't posted a picture of it.
No.
You don't know that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Anyway, does she have snow on the inside of her window?
Is that the euphemism for it now?
Anyway, this has got awkward. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Some of these stories are mad. Beth, I'd like to say really well done to you for sending a message to your mate saying, beer garden, I'll pull a sickie. But send it to the boss.
No.
Ah!
Also, when you accidentally send a photo, but you haven't checked the reflection in it, like Emma. My friend posted a bottle of perfume for sale on Facebook. The lid was mirrored and showed her reflection, completely naked.
Yes.
Someone's saying you've got 7 minutes to delete WhatsApp messages. That's not true, surely. They go straight away.
I don't know.
Believe me, I've been caught out like that before.
Scott Mills.
I want to share with you something, Scott, that I think will have passed you by, cos sport.
Okay.
But that I just really, really like, and I think you'll like it too. So there's a fight tomorrow night between Tony Bellew and David Haye.
Is this boxing?
Boxing, right?
Yes.
And in the lead up to it, they do press conferences and stuff like that, and it builds the hype. And as part of that press conference, both the promoters that are representing the fighters have to stand up and basically try and give it large, you know, and hype it all up. And
I've seen this before. Why do the promoters have to do the fighting talk?
I think it just... Well, that's exactly what it is. It's fighting talk. I think it's like the fighters themselves get their chance. And so I think it kind of adds to the drama of it, the fact that they can all step in and...
Yeah, okay.
It's just the done thing in boxing. Anyway, one of the promoters, the one for David Haye, guy called Andy, it's been noticed that he sounds exactly like Will from The Inbetweeners. And when I saw this, I've had to watch it. The last couple of days, I find myself watching this all the time, and I haven't had a chance to share it with you yet, so I wanted to do it now.
Okay, so who's this first?
See what I mean. So, this, first you're going to hear the promoter, Andy, and his job is to completely big up David Haye.
You know what? This time, David's going to win. This time he will, because you know it as well. You know it. You know it and you know it. You know it. You can kid yourselves all you like. Play your little games. All shout at me. Oh, that's good.
Oh, my word.
You're wrong. You're wrong, guys. And Saturday night you'll see.
Sit down, lad, and get back on The Inbetweeners. First of all, I'd just like to thank Will, part of The Inbetweeners, for giving me more motivation.
He's so
wow.
Dumb.
You're wrong.
Yeah, right.
Play your silly game.
Here's Will.
Shut up. He's underage. She's underage. He looks a bit older because he's uglier, but he's in the year below even me. Look at that bum fluff. 16. That bra's got padding in it. 16. His mum still buys his trousers. 16. 16. At a push, 17. 16. And this one, Mark Donovan, yeah, he looks old and he's meant to be hard, but he's still only 16.
It's the
same. All these people you've served are underage.
That guy that was like, all right, then sit down and get back to The Inbetweeners.
You know what? This time David's going to win. This time he will, because you know it as well.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Oh, Chris, you've got the Young Farmers AGM tomorrow night.
Yes, of course, that time of year.
I'm so sorry I can't be there.
Well, you're off on Eurovision duties, right?
I am.
Although we are getting so many messages, obviously, from young farmers who are on their way.
Yeah, so many people and buses going to Blackpool right now. It's a good night. For them, it's like four nights.
Yeah.
So we've got Chumley and Axminster Young Farmers on the bus to the AGM, buzzing to see Chris DJ. That's from Josh and 60 others.
60?
On the bus. Yeah. And we're getting so many Young Farmers messages today. You'll have a great time. It's so good, that gig. Right, so we've got a Who game coming up at 3:10 this afternoon. Not done a Who game for a while. Somebody piped up earlier saying that they were eating tinned pears. Ho! Pears generally, let alone from a tin. Not on. No. Not a thing.
No.
Might as well just stop selling them. No one buys them.
With the Who game, I've got to get better organised. What I've got to do is just... Because I hear so many good ones out and about. I've got to start writing them down. Because it's really hard to think of them just a short time before.
I write some in my phone now. Also, Sam and the rest of the Pennybont lads... flat out farming in mid Wales, not going to the AGM, wish they were. And Anto Jones, he's got his best mate Richard with him, Richard Greensit, in the car. Happy 24th birthday.
Scott Mills.
Yeah, I do like these competitions that you see in newspapers or on the TV. They're always on this morning, aren't they? It's either Andy Peters or Alison Hammond or Joe Swash walking down a beach. And you think, that looks lush. I want some of that.
And you want to be them. That's why they send them to the beach first.
Yeah, I'd love
so you
that
can
job.
See, you imagine yourself, wow.
What a doss.
I could be you.
So there's a new one in The Sun. Win your own raw honeymoon and jet off just like Harry and Meghan. Now, have you heard about this? They think that their honeymoon might be in Zante.
Okay. Really?
Not the bits of Zante that we've played DJ sets
at. Oh, no. So not... Well, they're not. The main...
Not on the strip.
I'm not familiar with the rest of.
No, there's a beautiful place. Not the strip so much, but like, it is really
you
nice.
You can see turtles from the actual Zante strip, though.
You can.
Do you know what I mean? If you go to the nearby beach, yeah, they've got everything you need there.
Won't be going to Cherry Bay, though, will they?
No, probs not. Well, yeah.
Probs not.
I think it's moving now.
Anyway, so The Sun Online offering a chance for your honeymoon to be exactly like theirs. It's called the Right Royal Honeymoon Competition. I've just entered.
What is going on? So it's...
Well, it's easy to enter. It's a bit like when they do the questions with Joe Swash.
Yeah.
Complete the name of this royal ass. Is it... No. Buckingham. Is it A, Palace, B, House, C, Palace?
And who's that?
Joe Swash.
Joe Swash.
What colour is the White House? A, white, B, orange, C, white. So here's what you get, right? You stay in a hotel with a partial sea view, all-inclusive wristband, and a fruit platter on arrival. So exactly the same experience that Harry and Meghan will be having.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Robin.
Hi, Scott.
Yes, Queen, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. And how are you?
Yeah, where are you going this weekend?
I'm not doing anything this weekend, but I've got a Slam Dunk Festival in about 3 weeks.
Slam Dunk Festival, talk to me. Yeah. What's that?
It's like a punk rock festival. It's only Midlands and London on the Bank Holiday weekend.
Okay, good.
It's the same weekend as Radio 1 Big Weekend.
Oh, okay. Right. Your phone reception would suggest you're already at the festival, but you're not, are you?
No,
where are you?
No, I'm not. No, I'm just driving home from work.
Okay. And are you going for a haircut later and dyeing your hair for the festival?
I am, yes.
What are you going for?
I'm going red... purple, red, and then orange.
Oh, right, off of Nan's. I like... blue ribs.
Faded, yeah.
How does it work with dyeing your hair properly like that? Isn't it true that you've got to go from, like, one colour to another just to reach the final colour?
Well, I bleached it, like, 8 weeks ago in preparation, and then I'm getting it dyed again the day before the festival.
So
full preparation.
You're going
festival
in.
Ready.
Yeah, ready for the festival.
Okay, right, so here's what I've got for you today. Someone's got to win the week on Bangers. It's 2-2. I'm a party, and party, and party, and party, and party, and party, and party. This is David Guetta, Fergie, and LMFAO.
Mate, this reminds me of times that we've had in Zante, actually, like the Royals.
Yeah.
Just imagine them both having it to this.
With their fruit platter on arrival.
Yeah. I'd do an impression, but I can't. But yeah, let's go out to the strip. Let's go, go, go.
Yeah. Laganas, here we come.
Yes.
Okay, so that's what I've got for you. Getting Over You.
Or Sun Is On. I've got a banger today.
Oh, wow.
This is DK Barcelona.
Featuring Epsilon.
Featuring Epsilon, yes, knowledge.
Yeah, man. Oh, I want to hear both of those.
Well, I do like both choices. It's not my preference to do that kind of genre of music.
No, it's not for you.
But, yeah, well, it's Good Charlotte headlining.
Are they?
Yeah, they are, so that would have gone with that. But, yeah, I like both both choices, but I think I'm going to have to go with Scott because it reminds me of, like, high school, like, when you first start going to clubs on the club. Right. But I think I'm going to go with Scott.
June, it's on now. All the things I know right now, if I only knew back then, there's no getting over, no getting over, just no getting over you.
Oh, hi there. I just thought I'd drop by to tell you all about our podcast.
It's good.
It stars myself, Nick Grimshaw, and most excitingly, a famous person. Good morning, Selena Gomez.
Good morning. I'm happy to see your face.
Jennifer Lawrence is here.
My mom goes, it's great. We invited the whole neighborhood.
Think you are one of the biggest artists in the world.
Well, no, I'm not.
Yes,
that's
you are.
Silly.
Do you play stadiums?
Sometimes.
Do you play arenas?
Yeah.
Do you headline festivals?
Yeah.
Do you fly commercial?
No.
You're one of the biggest artists in the world, then.
The best of Nick Grimshaw.
Download it from wherever you found this podcast.
I've just had a flashback. Do you remember years ago when we had David Guetta on this show and we got him a little mini keyboard in the studio and we were like, yeah. Go on then, make another worldwide smash with two fingers.
And he did. And it wasn't a worldwide smash. But
he just literally went, down, 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 down on this mini
and
keyboard.
Bless him. He was like, bear in mind, like one of the biggest dance DJs and producers in the world. Like,
go on, do it with two fingers, go on.
Remember, it was a really like rubbish, proper basic keyboard, beep, like tiny, beep, like £10 one.
Mm. Beep, beep, beep. And he laughed and said something really French, but that's David for you. David Guetta, Fergie and LMFAO, No Getting Over You. LMFA Ho.
Yeah, Red Fur Ho. For
Sky Blue and Red Ho. Scott Mills. Today it's me and Chris versus the callers. Think of something or someone retro, say it and give it a massive Ho. We're going to go round each person until either someone runs out or if the Ho alarm sounds, which means we have to go really quick as time's about to run out. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
I've got a load banked up. I'm ready to go. Let's play. Chris, I'd like you to start today.
What an honour. Mm. The dunce hat. Ho!
What's that at school?
Yeah, hat for the dunce.
That never happened.
Apparently it did.
It was when?
Like a big pointy hat with a D on. Dance. Oh. Never happened to me.
No? So there wasn't a dunce hat at your school?
I don't think it was.
A hat with a D on, amazing.
It's like rumours of dunce hats gone by. Must have happened to the elderly or something now. Like, well.
Okay, I'll go. Danny Minogue. Where is she?
She's probably an X Factor judge somewhere, though.
Oh, yeah, she's still doing all the judging in Australia, I think, but not so much here. Line one, who are you?
Hi, I'm Holly.
Hey, Holly, what have you got?
So, coming back from your summer holidays in Salou and telling all your pals about your made-up holiday romance with Ben from Leeds. Hey!
Sounds personal.
What happened in Salou with Ben?
Everyone did that after the school holidays.
Yeah, they did.
Made it up.
They
made
came
up
back
romance.
And they said, yeah, that they met a waiter. It's not true.
Not holiday true. Romance, ho.
Yeah, exactly.
Meeting a waiter on holiday, ho. Line two, who's this?
It's Belinda.
Yes, Belinda, go.
The phrase dilly dally. Ho!
Ho! As in, don't dilly dally.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Is that just walking slowly?
Yeah, it's like lack of effort. Don't dilly-dally. Could bring it back, although dilly-dilly's on at the moment.
That is,
it?
Yeah.
Dilly-dilly. That'll be a who soon.
Line three, who are you?
It's Matthew.
Go on then, Matthew.
Beehive Bedlam.
What a game.
What's this? Sorry.
Was it on the TV?
Yeah, it was on the TV.
And there's like little bees in a beehive.
Yeah, you shoot colourful gems into the beehive.
But you played the game on your TV?
Yeah, you played on the TV with the Sky remote.
Oh, wow.
Rubbish.
I never had... Yeah.
We never had Sky. Line four, who's this?
It's Tom.
Tom in rugby.
Go on then, Tom.
Sam and the Womp off of I'm the Gat with the Bass and Drum going around like Bomb Bomb. Hey!
Massive hoos.
Hey!
Sam and Womp.
Awful.
Wasn't it a terrible record?
Oh, it was everywhere for ages.
People always say, have you had difficult guests on the show? Sam and the Womp.
Awful. The worst.
Straight off of Eurovision.
Yeah. Don't be rude. Okay, back to you, Chris Stark.
Oh, I've got a clip for this one. I liked doing this last time, so I thought we could
audio
go for this. Ready? Belly's gonna get you.
What is that?
Who was the advert for? I'm sure it was like a shoe company, wasn't it?
Is it Ori Box?
Belly's gonna get you. Do you remember it? It was a massive belly going through the street.
Yeah. Okay, me then. Hi, do you take Switch? Did you have Switch?
I never fully understood how it worked. A bit like pools.
The pools.
I don't understand how that stuff works.
What is
it's like
that?
I've heard of it.
Like my granddad used to be on it all the time. What does it mean?
But it used to be on after the football results.
The pools.
They talked about the pools results.
So is it
like,
still on?
What does this mean?
Right, we're going to break and we'll be back with some more Who Game next.
Scott Mills.
We're playing the Who Game on BBC Radio 1. It's strong at the moment. Me and Chris versus the callers. Let's go back to line one. Holly.
Creating people who hate as characters on Sims and ruining their lives. Hey!
I've done that.
Yours are strong. Belinda, what you got?
Fisherman's Friends. Hey!
Hello!
Who enjoys that?
Really strong.
Are you meant to enjoy it? Are there people who enjoy that? Fisherman's Friends.
Also, aren't they still in a paper bag?
Hello. Yeah.
Are they? I think I've seen them recently. I think
Friends
they're still
of
on.
The Fisherman.
Yeah. Matthew?
LimeWire.
Hey! No. Oh, that's given me a great idea.
What?
I've got one now.
Tom?
Police officers shouting, stop in the name of the law.
Never happened.
Never.
Never happened.
It. Never seen it.
That's a great one. Ring binders. Ho! I've just been given one as a research pack for the Eurovision Song Contest.
Oh, get you.
Full on ring binder.
Look at that. No need.
And it's got all the songs on a CD in there as well. Ho! Thanks, guys, from Eurovision.
Is this some folder that they've given to all Eurovision presenters for the last 100 years?
Yes. Well, the information has changed. It's like, got this year's contestants.
Put it on a tablet, babe.
Right, I know. I know. It got sent to my house in a massive jiffy bag.
Ho!
It's not what I know.
My go. Napster! Ho!
Oh, gosh, there's the timer. We've got to be quick. Holly, go!
Kanye West.
Who? Okay.
Belinda.
Handy Andy off of Changing Rooms.
Who? If I had a hammer.
Oh, God, he made a song. Matthew.
Wenger out.
Tom.
Stuart Little.
Mouse. Having to take a ticket and wait for your number to come up in the cheese section at the supermarket. Remember the little ticket, the little paper ticket?
Yeah, yeah. Defragging the hard drive.
Oh! Holly?
People cough cheating on who wants to be a millionaire?
The coughing people. That's it, we're out of time. Oh, great one today. Holly, Belinda, Matthew, Tom, thank you for playing the Who game today.
Scott Mills.
I'm off to Portugal for the Eurovision Song Contest, but Matt Edmondson and Chris with you all next week. Scott.